Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events, one set in motion in part by you and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched Astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, TheAstrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hi there, and welcome to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. And we do have quite a busy week. We have communication planet Mercury retrograded back into Scorpio, only for a few days though. So that happened on Saturday and on Thursday, this Thursday the 6th, it will turn direct. Yay! Because, you know, the dreaded Mercury retrograde that happens 3 times a year for about 3 weeks each time. This will be the final Mercury retrograde of 2018, which I will talk about in more detail. We also have Venus, love planet Venus, moved into Scorpio, I should say. That happened yesterday, Sunday. So love planet Venus moved into sizzling Scorpio yesterday. So it's going to be in Scorpio all the way through January 7th. And we also have this week a new moon in Sagittarius. So that's all about seeking new adventures. So, and what's not to love about that? Same day that Mercury turns direct, we have a new moon in Sagittarius, which is great news for the fire signs, Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. And what else have we got going on this week? Let me take a look here in my calendar. There's a few aspects that I will talk about. Thankfully, the sun squaring Mars on Sunday is behind us. And then on Wednesday, we've got the sun forming a square to Neptune, which is about confusion. But the sun squaring Mars is about anger and upset. But a good use of that energy is definitely for any sort of physical exertion that anybody may have or may have to do. So if you were moving, because, of course, it was the first of the month on Saturday, would have been a good time for doing that, something that nobody really likes to do, but we need some physical energy to do that. All right, so the big one, well, no, not the big one, I guess the new moon is sort of on par with Mercury turning direct, Venus in Scorpio, Mercury retrograde in Scorpio. So Mercury retrograding back into Scorpio. Let me take a look here. So on November 16th, Mercury turned retrograde in Sagittarius. That was at 13 degrees. And then it continued its retrograde motion into Scorpio on Saturday the 1st. And then it will turn direct in Scorpio on Thursday at 27 degrees of Scorpio. So if you are a fire sign, that's Aries, Leo, Sag. The Mercury retrograde would have been affecting you when it did turn retrograde on November 16th. So there might have been some issues that many of us had to deal with at that time, because anytime Mercury is retrograde, it's always about a redoing of something. So anything that starts with an RE is really good use of the energy of Mercury retrograde. So the Mercury retrograde in Sagittarius continued, and then, of course, it moved back into Scorpio just for a few days. And so when it turns direct when it's out of retrograde motion on Thursday, it will continue into the last bits of Scorpio. And then on December 12th, Mercury, I get my planets right here. This is a classic Mercury retrograde moment, I would say. What planet am I talking about? Mercury will move back into Sagittarius, and I'm not talking retrograde. The retrograde cycle is behind us. So communication planet, planet of the mind, Mercury, will move back into Sagittarius on December 12th, where it will be January 4th, the day before the solar eclipse. Now, the solar eclipse, January 5th, is big news and a big way to start the new year. So, Mercury retrograde. There's so much to say about Mercury retrograde. Where do I begin? So, Mercury, during this current cycle, Mercury first moved into Sagittarius on October 30th. So that was sort of the start of the build-up of the cycle. And with Mercury retrograde and really any planet's motions, there's always a shadow period. So I've been hearing a lot over the past few years about the shadow of Mercury retrograde. So basically, the shadow of Mercury retrograde just means, and of course it all depends on where the planetary activity happens or occurs or falls in your natal chart, and so the shadow can really be as effective or in full effect as much as the actual planet retrograde, but it all depends on where the retrograde will sit or fall in your natal chart. And if you have never seen your natal chart, you haven't had your natal chart, or you just want your natal chart, go and get a free natal chart from my website, theastrologer.com/chartwheel, to get a free chart wheel. And each week on the show, you can follow along to see how the weekly or even the monthly planetary activities are affecting you and your natal chart. So Mercury retrograde, this is the final one of 2018, thankfully, because, there's always a fear I hear in people's voices anytime Mercury retrograde is discussed. And I feel like I'm always talking about it, but it only does happen 3 times a year. And then I was just saying the shadow period of the Mercury retrograde. So Mercury's retrograde about 3 weeks each time. The shadow, again, depending on where it sits in your chart, but the shadow could be taken a week and a half, 10 days, before the actual Mercury, before Mercury does turn retrograde. So the shadow period is usually half the cycle before and half the cycle after. That's probably a good way to look at, or Mercury really in particular. If you're looking at the outer planets, they're typically about 40% of the time they're retrograde. So it's like you can't really take that same sort of calculation and apply it to the outer planets. I'm just specifically talking about Mercury. Probably Mercury, Venus, and Mars, you could sort of look at it from that point of view. So, you know, we've had in 2018, Mars was retrograde quite a fair bit of, a fair chunk of time. And, of course, Venus, we've just had the retrograde Venus as well. So 2018, you know, lately with the readings I've been doing, and I had a lot of readings today, with both people just saying, oh, 2018's been such a tough year, and so many people are looking forward to 2019, hoping to put, particularly these retrogrades and eclipses that we've had behind us. So Mercury retrograde in Scorpio. So that's what we're looking at now, is Mercury is currently retrograde in Scorpio, and it's a very powerful influence that can typically throw our reasoning ability right out the door. But Mercury in Scorpio, because Mercury is planet of the mind, the intellect, of communication, and when it comes together with Scorpio, Scorpio being extremely perceptive, and so anytime I see, actually, I think I because I had a few, as I said, I had a few readings today. I think somebody did have a Mercury in Scorpio, and I just remember saying, you know, their mind was incredibly sharp. But at the moment, with this Mercury retrograde on top of their Mercury in Scorpio, you know, reasoning ability sort of goes out the door, and we become in some ways paranoid and suspicious. You know, our perceptions will be quite keen at this time, regardless if Mercury is retrograde or not. Anytime Mercury is in Scorpio, our perceptions are very keen, no matter what. But you know, Scorpio is a water sign, and the water signs, and that's Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, are very can be very emotional and let emotions cloud good judgment. So that is certainly the case here as well, while Mercury retrograde, especially in Scorpio, is going on. So even though our perceptions might be keen at this time, the words that stream from our mouth might indicate a less than rational mind. And as I said, you know, many of us will be more suspicious, especially if you're a fixed sign or have any planets in fixed signs, Taurus, Leo, of course, Scorpio and Aquarius. So any planets in fixed signs, we might find ourselves with this Mercury retrograde in Scorpio, more suspicious, more insecure, definitely more paranoid. You know, there could be some negative thinking and our feelings will colour the way we express ourselves. We could also be very sharp-tongued, like lashing out words. You know, sarcasm is another sort of key word for this Mercury in Scorpio while it's retrograde, especially if it's affecting any of your fixed planets, definitely more so. So it's also about trying to gain some sort of control through the use of words. So it's sort of like manipulating through words or, I guess trying to control and manipulate through words at this time. We might also find that with this Mercury retrograde in Scorpio, conversations can be heated. And there's because Scorpio is a fixed sign, it's like we'll be butting heads or digging heels in some ways if this Mercury in Scorpio is having a negative effect on any of your natal planets. But is a good time to sort of redo and re-go back. Does that make sense? Re-go back to something from the past and redo, re-edit, renew, review, that type of thing with a Mercury retrograde. It's a good time for self-reflection, and it's a good time for transformation in some way, which is a big word for a little planet like Mercury. But basically, you know, a review of how we communicate or a review of how we get our message across in some way. It's a good time to deal with old baggage, maybe even examine our knee-jerk reactions, and so resolving issues that have been sort of lingering for a very long time. Because Scorpio really is an energy that buries things very deeply beneath the surface, and not just dead bodies. As I was saying, I'm thinking that sounds like something else. But it's sort of like it's the stuff that we don't really want to deal with, but then Mercury retrograde in Scorpio sort of shines the light where it hasn't been shone before. And again, that sounds like something else. But it's like it takes us to the truth, I think is probably the better way of saying it. So it's like it takes us to the truth. So for many of us, this week might definitely be an eye-opener, especially with that new moon on Thursday in Sagittarius, because Sagittarius is also a truth seeker. And if you tuned in to the show 2 weeks ago, November 19th, I dedicated that show to Sagittarius. If you missed it, go to the On Times archive and find that show all about Sagittarius. But basically, you know, one of the key words for Sagittarius is truth-seeking. So the combination of, you know, Mercury retrograde in Scorpio with the new moon in Sagittarius is definitely about finding the truth. So Scorpio will dig for the truth, whereas Sagittarius will just stomp till it gets there, type of thing. And of course, Venus in Scorpio as well. You know, there's more Scorpio energy going on. So Venus in Scorpio, which I will talk about a bit later on, but you know, love planet Venus in very intense Scorpio is all about getting to the truth as well. So it's like, oh, this is not a good time for coating the truth or fluffing something up. Definitely not a time for that. This is like, let's get straight to the heart of the matter. So with Mercury retrograde in Scorpio, it's probably not a good time to debate the subject because there's no chance of winning any sort of argument. And if you feel like you've won on a superficial or surface level, it's very much about, you might not be the ultimate winner because, you know, that energy of Scorpio is, it's sort of like fight to the death. You know, the energy of Scorpio is they're going to win no matter what. And if it's not now, it's going to be in 20 lifetimes from now. So whatever it is, it's like it's better just to not even pick that fight to start with. So just be very careful with dealing with people this week and people who are digging their heels in. It's really not worth the fight. And we should also be very cautious about embarking on any sort of financial dealings under this influence as well, Mercury retrograde in Scorpio, because Mercury is also connected to commerce. So, and then, of course, Venus in Scorpio. Venus is the planet of love and money. It's not very comfortable when it's coupled with Scorpio. So there's a couple of indicators there that this is not a week to make any sort of financial investments. It's more important that we focus on, you know, getting to the truth and what's important to us and being and staying connected to the people that we really, really care about. That type of energy is around us this week. So with just a little reminder about Mercury retrograde in Sagittarius, as it has been, because this is still part of this cycle, all the way through the end of the year when Mercury first moved into Scorpio, which was, which was October 9th. And that's when we sort of started coming into this cycle that we're currently in. And then it's Mercury turned retrograde in Sagittarius here November 16th. So it's been retrograde since then in Sagittarius and then Scorpio on Saturday. We're going to take a short break, so stay tuned.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Om Times magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos, A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to the Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. And we have so much Scorpio energy going on. And, of course, a new moon in Sagittarius that's happening on Thursday. But just before the break, I was just talking a lot about the Mercury retrograde cycle because there's just so much to say. And because Mercury has been retrograde in Sagittarius and in Scorpio. So I talked a lot about, the meaning of Mercury retrograde in Scorpio, which is basically digging until we get to the truth, which is supported by this new moon in Sagittarius. But previously, Mercury turned retrograde in Sagittarius November 16th at 13 degrees Sagittarius, which basically affected, I said the fire signs, Aries, Leo, Sag, but really the mutable signs were most definitely affected with this Mercury retrograde in Sag from November 16th all the way through November 30th. And so the mutable signs are Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces. So you might have found that if you have any planets in the mutable signs that there might have been some, I'll say miscommunication, that's an easy out and an easy explanation for the Mercury retrograde. But, you know, Mercury retrograde in Sagittarius, now that's the different energy to the Mercury retrograde in Scorpio that we are currently in right now. So Mercury retrograde in Sagittarius really can trigger an onslaught of opinions. It's like that maybe would be better left unspoken. So there's still that flavor there, even though Mercury is retrograde in Scorpio, because it's part of this cycle that Mercury did turn retrograde in Sagittarius. There's still, you know, touches of that with this Mercury retrograde in Scorpio influence. So really, Mercury retrograde in Sagittarius is probably better said as inserting one's foot into one's mouth. Whereas with Mercury retrograde in Scorpio, it's a little more guarded. It's a little more, maybe not thought through because it does react in an emotional way, but it's a little, yeah, definitely more guarded. Sort of with this Mercury retrograde, it's sort of one, it seems like it's one end of the spectrum or the other. It's like we're either blurting something out or we're just keeping something to ourselves. Or we're waiting for our friend to sort of put their foot in their mouth. And sort of diving into something because the energy of Sagittarius is very much about, 2, 4, 6, 8, dig in, don't wait. Whereas, you know, Scorpio is definitely a lot more guarded and held back. So we've got here that Mercury in Sagittarius has really been about, you know, sort of skimming over the details, whereas Mercury in Scorpio is very much about focusing or pinpointing on one particular thing. So Mercury is the planet of the mind. And so Mercury really defines how we communicate or how we get our message across or how we think. And of course, it's flavored by the connections it makes to the other planets in our natal chart. But Mercury is really about determines, you know, are we chatty, are we witty, or we can carry on a conversation with anyone, or are we that strong silent type, or do we put our foot in our mouth on a regular basis, and, you know, so on and so on. So it's like Mercury rules our thought processes, our logic or lack thereof, our intellectual ideas, and then the way we get those ideas out into the world. And then, of course, Mercury retrograde seems to now be part of, I don't know how to say it, I want to say mass consciousness, but that's an exaggeration. It's sort of like Mercury retrograde is definitely out there, and people have heard of it. It's sort of like the next thing beyond their sun sign. So Mercury retrograde, that happens about three times a year, sometimes four, depending. Typically three times a year for 3 weeks each time. And it's when Mercury seems to be moving backward in its path, in its orbit around the sun. And technically we know that the planets do not move backwards. They just appear to be moving backwards. So we know that, but we just call it the retrograde because it just seems a whole lot easier. So Mercury is all about communication and network connections and communications and so on. So when Mercury turns retrograde, it looks like it does hinder that easy flow of communication. So communication gets difficult and misunderstandings often result. You know, planes take off late and emails get lost or go to spam and we're not checking our spam folders. Oh, geez. I'm having a Mercury retrograde moment as I'm talking about it. You know, a lot of people experience Mercury retrograde as a difficult few weeks, and because they make every effort to get something across, but it just seems thwarted or stopped in its tracks. So it's a good thing that Mercury is retrograde for just 3 weeks at a time. Oh, and Mercury rules the signs of Gemini and Virgo. So that's Mercury retrograde, and thankfully it is turning direct on Thursday. So just remember, Mercury retrograde is the time to do things that start with RE. So we've got another few days to do anything that starts with an RE. So get that in there. Repair, reduce, reconsider, recreate, re-edit, those types of things. So it's a good time to sort of deal with anything that's just been sort of sitting on your desk and you've sort of been putting off and putting off. It's not a good time for Mercury retrograde to sign a contract, that is for sure, or typically buy any sort of electronic equipment. But here's the thing, if something happens to your computer, you're replacing it, so that might be a good way to look at that. So that's it for Mercury, the messenger of the gods, as it was known. So Mercury currently in Scorpio, and so very much about maybe people digging their heels in until they get to the answer that they want or want to hear. Now, I mentioned as well that love planet Venus is in Scorpio. It just moved back into Scorpio. It's like Mercury and Venus just moved back into Scorpio. And the reason I'm saying it like that is because Venus, planet of love, moved into Scorpio during this cycle the first time, September 9th. And look at that. It was right on the same day as the new moon. So September 9th, Venus, planet of love, moved into Scorpio. And it continued in through Scorpio until October 5th, and then it turned retrograde in Scorpio at nearly 11 degrees. So it's Venus, planet of love and money, but love primarily, love and money. Venus turned retrograde October 5th at nearly 11 degrees. So it continued its retrograde motion all the way back into Libra. So on October 31st, Venus retrograded, continued its retrograde motion back into Libra. And then October 16th, funnily enough, the same day that Mercury turned retrograde, Venus turned direct. November 16th, Venus turned direct at 25 degrees Libra. Now, this is great news if you're a cardinal sign or you're born towards the end of a cardinal sign, and that's Aries, Cancer, Libra, Capricorn. So Venus turned direct November 16th at 25 degrees Libra. And then it continued all the way through Libra. And then finally on Sunday, Venus moved back into Scorpio. So it will be in Scorpio until January 7th. So this is a very intense time. You know, we've got Mercury only for a little bit in until the 13th in Scorpio, and then Venus in Scorpio all the way through the end of December through January 7th. So, of course, you know, Venus in Scorpio, Mercury in Scorpio, it all depends how these transits affect your natal chart. So Venus in Scorpio is all about deep intimacy and intense passion. They're the keywords for this energy. This is not about superficial connections or casual dating, and many of us won't have the patience for any sort of superficial connections. We want to go deep with our significant other. And so if you're single, it's sort of like there might be a longing there to find our other at this time, or at least be amongst people we trust, trusted close friends. And so when you get involved or being involved under the influence of Venus in Scorpio, it's like we want to give all of ourselves and we want to reveal the very core of our being. But there is a fear of vulnerability with this energy of Venus in Scorpio. You know, our feelings, the intensity of our feelings at this time with Venus in Scorpio, it's like we might be afraid of scaring people away because the emotions are just so big, the feelings are so deep. There's no surprise if we're feeling like we want to hold back or conceal how we feel because there's got to be trust there as well. So this is all about trust. Is a really big word for Venus in Scorpio. So the fear of vulnerability could really get in the way of creating, you know, the depth of connection that we crave at this time. You know, it's like when you take the risk of sharing your authentic self, rather than waiting maybe for the other person to make the first move, that's when you open the door to intimacy, and that's what Venus in Scorpio craves. So if you're in a relationship, it's an excellent time to deepen your bond and strengthen your sense of trust with your partner. You know, some of us might have to work through some of the shadow sides of this energy, which is jealousy, abandonment, betrayal, obsession. So it's like some of us and those with planets in fixed signs, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio and Aquarius might be dealing with the shadow side of this energy of Venus in Scorpio. But really, this is about like really being completely exposed. So it's like the more you're willing to expose yourself by sharing your deepest thoughts and feelings, the better your chances for regenerating your relationship and possibly transforming old patterns. With this Scorpionic energy going on with Mercury and Venus this week and, of course, the new moon, it's very much about turning over a new leaf. It's like new beginnings, transformation, regeneration are keywords for Scorpio. And it's really like letting go of things that are no longer working and being able to move forward into the future with like new beginnings. And one of the symbols for Scorpio is the phoenix rising from the ashes. So the main symbol of Scorpio is the scorpion, but then you've got the phoenix rising from the ashes. So if you have Venus in Scorpio, it's like you have to hit the bottom before you can get back up to the top. It's sort of like before you can even get to the top, I should say, not back to the top, but it's sort of like in some ways, people that have this energy of Venus in Scorpio, it's very much about you have to sort of drag yourself through the mud to really know the heights of what you can, of what you want or what you want to obtain or attain. So it's like this is the energy where it's very much about, you know, seeing the ugly side of things through the shadow of this energy before you can really be the phoenix rising from the ashes. It's like you've got to sort of wither around in the mud there before you can sort of soar with the eagles. So that's the energy of Venus in Scorpio, and that's what we've got for the rest of December. So more about Venus You know, Venus is a sweet and affectionate and romantic planet. You know, the energy of Venus is all about pleasure and bringing people together and uniting them in harmony. It's about friendships and partnerships and social gatherings. And as I said, it's about finances. So it's like wherever Venus is in your chart, it's about how you approach any kind of partnership or relationship. You know, are you comfortable with intimacy or you need more freedom, that type of thing. So that's what Venus determines. And Venus rules the signs of Taurus and Libra. Now, on Thursday, we have a new moon in Sagittarius. So this is good because every month we have a new moon. And next month's new moon is going to be something very special because on January 5th, we have a solar eclipse in Capricorn, which I will be talking about closer to the time. But the solar eclipse in Capricorn, that's next month's new moon. And let me see here, is it a super moon? We do have a super moon coming up. Oh, yes. The super moon that we've got is going to be the lunar eclipse in January on the 20th, but I am jumping ahead of myself here. So this week we have a new moon in Sagittarius that's occurring at 15 degrees. This is great news for the fire signs, Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. And it's all about turning over a new leaf with a new moon. But before we can start our new beginnings, we need to wrap up the endings first. And so the Scorpio energy will definitely help us do that. And so the new moon in Sagittarius is on Thursday, December 6th, same day that Mercury turns direct. So that's really good energy on Thursday. If you're looking to start something brand new, new beginnings, the end of the week is a great time to do that. And then the following week, of course, there's really not much going on next week at all. So we've got this new moon in Sagittarius. It's a great time for new beginnings. You know, if you think about this energy of Scorpio or the previous last month's new moon, it's all about, you know, contemplation in some ways. But now we're sort of, with this new moon in Sag, it's like we're craving excitement. Sagittarius is a very exciting sign. And on that note, I'm going to take a short break, so stay tuned.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life. A sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com. M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What, did he balance on that big chair?
Or... Yeah, I mean... I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hi there, welcome back to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. And of course, we have a lot of Scorpio energy going on. Mercury retrograde in Scorpio, I thought it said Sagittarius. Mercury retrograde in Scorpio and love planet Venus in Scorpio. Both have previously been in Scorpio these past few months. And now they're finally coming back, the final leg of the relay, the final leg of the cycle. Both are in Scorpio. So this is a time for wrapping things up, and especially this week because we have a new moon in Sagittarius. Sagittarius is a very exciting sign. It's a fire sign. It's a mutable sign. It's very much on the go, looking for new adventures and explorations. So Sagittarius is also a truth seeker, as is Scorpio, but in very different ways. So don't be surprised this week if we get to the heart of a matter or get to the truth of something. Something comes up. Both signs like to dig deep and in different ways, of course, but they can both be very focused, especially Scorpio. Sagittarius doesn't seem like it is, but it most certainly is. So we might be craving some excitement this week with the new moon in Sagittarius. And of course, new moons we have every month, and they represent new beginnings. So it's the start of the cycle. The lunation cycle begins with the new moon in Sagittarius. So this is a really good energy, the new moon, for travel. Traveling to foreign lands or just experiencing foreign cultures in some sort of way. Maybe we're tackling a philosophical conundrum also with this influence. But the thing is, it's boredom. It's like we've got to take care of our boredom, which could be an issue with this new moon in Sagittarius. So it's like, what are we going to do to distract ourselves? Well, it is a very busy time of year anyway, so some of us are off the hook on that. And if you're a fire sign, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, this is good news for you. It's sort of like you can fulfill this sort of like sort of energy and impatience. You know, it's a good time for busyness, doing stuff, I guess is one way to say it. But it's a good time to be physically active with this new moon in Sagittarius. There's definitely a lot of physical energy going on at this time. So routine might be a little bit boring, so try something different or plan for something different this weekend. Make a change to your normal routine, even if it just means taking a different route home from work, whatever that might be. It's sort of like add a little bit of spice in various areas of your life. It doesn't have to be anything too big, but that will just sort of spice things up a bit and keep you from getting the doldrums, I guess is one way to say it. So if any sort of physical limitations keep you from ranging too far, you know, look to ways to travel mentally. And it's not just about travel, it's about expanding the mind, broadening our horizons. So anything, workshops, seminars, classes, you know, that can usually do the trick with this energy. Books, you know, books have a way of taking us away from ourselves, with the right book, of course. We need to keep our brains satisfied with the energy of the new moon in Sagittarius. But of course, as always, weigh the pros and cons before leaping into action, because this energy is very impatient and fiery. And anything to do with detail, I guess, you know, with Mercury in Scorpio, Venus in Scorpio, that helps with the detail. But typically, a new moon in Sagittarius is not about the detail, not something to be focused on with detail. So, as I said, the new moon happens every month. And this month it's in Sagittarius. Next month, going to be a solar eclipse in Capricorn, so that's a really big deal and a big way to start the new moon. I mean, the new year, the new moon, the new year. So Wow, this Mercury retrograde is really getting me, and I didn't realize how much so. anyway, so yes, new moon, new year. Oh, what's the difference? So, you know, and the new moon, with this new moon in Sagittarius this week, it's an opportune time for new starts and beginnings. And it's sort of like, you know, we're building towards something with the full moon, which will be occurring on December 22nd, and that's happening in Cancer. So this is about what's a new philosophical beginning that that we can tackle this week and then sort of take on and apply. So the other planetary aspects this week, on Sunday, Sun Square Mars, which I did mention at the beginning of the show, Sun Square Mars, we know, is still under the effects of it now. So watch out, because tempers could be very short at this time. And it might even seem like people got up on the wrong side of the bed, just people being grumpy, coming on too strong without even realizing it or reacting to the slightest provocation, you know, making mountains out of molehills. You know, nobody likes to be told what to do. So we're seeing a lot of people at this time doing just what they want to do. And we all know how annoying that can be. And so there'll be a lot of people who are acting like hotheads, being competitive with this energy, Sun Square Mars, ruffled feathers, don't say grouchy, sort of like a prickly energy. So it's good to avoid arguments and temper tantrums, especially because Mercury is retrograde in Scorpio and no one will be a winner. So it's best to not pick any sort of fights or arguments, et cetera. So, you know, at this time with the Sun Square Mars, we need to exercise more caution than usual. And also watch out for any sort of accidents, physical accidents, because we're impatient and rushing ahead. Can you believe that? So watch out for cuts or burns or accidents. Be very careful. Okay, next up we have on Wednesday, the Sun, oh no, it's forming another square to Neptune. The Sun is really sort of messing us about this week as well. So Sun square Neptune, you know, there could be a vague feeling of dissatisfaction. It's sort of like a spiritual angst might pervade the atmosphere at this time. Now, I have to say, with the Sun square Mars and the Sun square Neptune, the mutable signs need to take care with this energy, these two energies. And that's Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces. So this is more so for you, and if anybody has any planets in the mutable signs. Energy and motivation could be a little bit low, a bit of a low ebb. Mental tasks might be leave us feeling challenged. Any sort of detail work might be a bit tough with this sort of energy. And we might want to be escaping the real world, so just watch out for that as well. You know, we might have a thin skin, feeling easily hurt, Sun square Neptune. We're like sponges absorbing energy, whether it's positive or negative. So just be careful about making decisions. It's a good time for rest and recuperation, rejuvenation will come later after we have our rest with these energies. So that's it for the planetary energies, and now for your weekly horoscope. If you're an Aries, with this type of planetary energy this week, so keep any sense of loneliness or isolation at bay by joining a new club or a group. You may especially enjoy a meditation circle or perhaps a spiritual group, anything which involves socializing and expanding your consciousness is a good use of this week's energy. If you're a Taurus, friends' brilliant ideas for fixing your life may seem very appealing, but also potentially catastrophic. So take charge of your own life and don't be talked into anything which doesn't feel right. It's important that you stand on your own two feet, which you typically do anyway. Gemini, don't rely on plan A going well to plan. Several backup plans should be what you are thinking about, but more importantly, have the confidence to abandon the plans altogether and to react on instinct instead. because this week's swiftly moving events require flexibility of mind, which you have in spades, Gemini, so that shouldn't be too much of a tall order. Cancer, your willingness to help others is perhaps being used a little too readily by some. If you feel tired and drained, recognize that you need to stop giving for just a little while so that you can recharge. Put yourself first for once. You are the caretaker of the zodiac. Leo, a mesmerizing encounter could lead to a fantastical but short-lived affair this week if you're single. And if you're not, work hard to bring the magic into your own relationship. A change of scenery will refresh your romance no end. Virgo, in your urge to please your sweetheart, don't forget to please yourself too. So ensure that your relationship is fair and even-handed and that you are equal partners within it. Potentially, you could be emotionally manipulated now, so make sure that you are not. Libra, your mental well-being may suffer if your normal routine is rocked this week. Give yourself as much stability as you can and stick to your own personal timetables for things like meal times and sleep. Things will settle down again soon. Scorpio, there's a beautiful but not necessarily realistic aura around love this week. Enjoy the romance, but keep your feet on the ground. Idealism is great, but what you really need from a partner now is strong, grounded, dependable support. Sagittarius, a surprising revelation about your past may leave you feeling shocked or unsettled. Turn to your loved ones for care and support, and in time you'll grow to love the new information you find out. It will just take you a while to settle into it. Capricorn, normally you don't trust your gut instinct enough. This week, however, you may be trusting it at the expense of all logic and facts with mixed results. So try to work with both your rational mind and your sixth sense. Learn to distinguish between the two. And Aquarius, don't be surprised to feel very attached to personal possessions this week, which is sort of unlike you. You may feel upset if you lose or break something, so that's okay. Try to practice acceptance without self-judgment. You're having to learn to let go. And as a fixed sign, that could be quite a difficult lesson for you. And finally, Pisces, you may misread the moods of others this week, which is unusual for you. Look and listen carefully for extra clues you have missed. And before you make decisions or rush to judgment, all is not quite what it seems. So pay closer attention than before. And with the Mercury retrograde, it might be adding confusion or might be making things difficult. But just know, after Mercury does turn direct on Thursday, so from Friday the weekend onwards, things will become clearer to you, especially because Scorpio is a fellow water sign, the other one Cancer. So Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces. Things are looking on the up and up for the water signs in December because both love planet Venus and passion planet Mars are in water signs. So, and of course, Neptune in Pisces as well. So there's some really great watery energy for the water signs going on in December. So it's a time, you know, December's, you know, end of the year. It's a time, you know, when we're reviewing, you know, the year that we've had, looking forward into the future, the year that we want to have, 2019. It's a time for using intuition. And this is for all of us, but especially the water signs or anybody that has planets in water signs, and that's Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. December is a very good month sort of wrap things up, as it typically is, but more so this year, using your intuition, trusting your instincts. It's a great time for wrapping things up and looking forward to the future, especially because January 5th, we've got this solar eclipse in Capricorn, which is an incredible way to start the new year. It's actually quite amazing. Also, coupled with that, January 1st, well, actually, take a step back. December 31st, we've got action planet Mars moving into its own sign of Aries. So it's all about go, go, go. And then with that solar eclipse on January 5th, it's like all cylinders firing. But January 1st, we've got the Sun conjunct Saturn. So it's sort of like it's a mixed bag. So December's really a time for sort of getting congruent, listening to our instincts and our intuition. And then moving into January, it's like we're ready to go, but we cannot skim over the details. We cannot ignore our responsibilities with the Sun conjunct Saturn. It's very much about taking care of business, embracing our obligations and our duties, and planning for the future. So it's like December's a really nice time when we can sort of celebrate 2018. You know, look what's happened this year with so many things for so many people. You know, with that, the eclipses that we had in fixed signs, and then of course the Mars retrograde in Aquarius, another fixed sign, Venus retrograde in Scorpio, another fixed sign. You know, and Uranus moving into Taurus, another fixed sign. Anyway, that's it from me. Thank you for joining me. This is The Astrology Show, and I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, wishing you a very, very great week.